RT Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage. Built for endless inspiration, the all-new Sportage. Now at your local Kia dealer.
And joining us now is Pádraig Lodge. Morning to you, Pádraig.
Good morning, Rachel. The Laois footballers booked their place in the O'Byrne Cup final. Their semi-final with Kildare finished in a draw last night at Netwatch Cullen Park. Kildare won 6, Laois 9 points. Daniel Flynn with the Kildare goal. And Laois went on to win the penalty shootout 6-5. After Cormac Murphy had slotted home Laois's 10th penalty, the Laois goalkeeper Matthew Byron saved Paul Cribbin's penalty to send the O'Moore County through to Saturday's final against Dublin. Galway Camogie has agreed a 5-year sponsorship deal with Westerwood Global worth €250,000. The agreement covers all county teams from under 14 to senior. County Board Chairman Brian Griffin described the new standalone Camogie deal as groundbreaking and said it recognised the substantial commercial value of Camogie in its own right. Sunday's Co-op Superstore's Munster Hurling Cup final between Clare and Limerick in Ennis has sold out, having reached the allowed capacity of 5,000 supporters under the current COVID-19 restrictions. All the tickets were snapped up within an hour. With thousands of fans unable to attend, Munster GAA is planning to stream the game online. In the Premier League, Manchester United produced a strong second half showing to win 3-1 at Brentford, boosting their challenge for a top four finish. Goals after the break from Anthony Elanga, Mason Greenwood and Marcus Rashford secured the victory. Cristiano Ronaldo returned to United's starting lineup having recovered from injury, but he reacted angrily after being subbed off in the second half. Stephen Bergwijn scored twice in stoppage time as Tottenham Hotspur beat Leicester 3-2 away. The Dutch substitute scored the equaliser in the 5th minute of stoppage time and went on to net the winner 2 minutes later. The win moved Spurs into 5th place, a point behind 4th placed West Ham. Waterford's Craig Breen will line up his M Sport Ford Puma Hybrid Rally 1 this evening for the opening pair of stages of Rally Monte Carlo as the 50th season of the World Rally Championship begins. The 31-year-old Waterford driver has finally landed a full-time drive after bit part roles in recent seasons. Breen will have Killarney's Paul Nagel calling the pace notes as his navigator, and Breen is thrilled to have finally got his chance with M Sport.
These people have amazed me so far in what they've done just building the car. Their spirit and their energy that they put into the program, absolutely everybody involved in it was incredible. But once again, they pulled the blinder and amazed me even more. So I really can't wait to get involved. The project's been amazing since the very beginning. And yeah, I'm really happy with how it looks as well.
It's a proud moment.
Absolutely. You know, I've been involved in this project quite late on. But the work and effort that's gone into it, I think the public, the fans don't realise just quite how much effort and energy has gone into all of these cars, all the manufacturers. They've embraced this new regulations. They've really embraced the hybrid technology. And, you know, at the end of it, we have these amazing rally cars that we are very, very lucky to be taking part in this amazing championship this year. And yeah, it's a nice time to be part of the sport, and I'm definitely looking forward to it.
The Abu Dhabi Golf Championship is underway. France's Victor Perez and Scotland's Scott Jamieson share an early two-shot lead on 7-under par. Rory McIlroy is 1-under after 15 holes. We'll be keeping an eye later on the progress of Shane Lowry, Padraig Harrington and Jonathan Caldwell. Simon Zeebo and the injured James Lowe are the notable absentees in the Ireland squad for the Six Nations Championship. Ulster's Kieran Treadwell is recalled, while there are two uncapped players included, Ulster's Michael Lowry and Connacht's Mac Hansen. World number 2 Arnia Sabalenka came from a set down to defeat Wang Zhu and Booker Place in the third round of the Australian Open. There were defeats for third seed Garbarina Muguruza and sixth seed Annette Contaveit. And finally in racing, jockey Dara O'Connor brought his tally to 6 winners in the past fortnight as Seattle Creek landed the injured jockey's maiden at Dundalk for trainer Luke Comer.